Glenn, and happy Sabbath, everyone. Thank you. I'll take two. Two more. Happy Sabbaths. At the back. There we go. Oh, beautiful. Going up. Three. Take a three. No, I'm just... Thank you. Thank you very much. Brethren, the ground is trembling. The trees and mighty waves are crashing on the shore. All you have to do is turn the TV on or open social media and take a little bit of a look at the news, and you will see the storms increasing. Whether it's wars in Europe or in Africa, or whether the rising combat values or the increased in concern towards economic crisis, people are getting shaken. On a national level, we have greater political upheaval. Lines are being drawn, parties becoming much more defined. Whether it's in states themselves or in cities, whether it's in communities, conflict in schools and work, conflict in church. Church members are even getting shaken by things happening in the world around them. An increase in concern, in distress, an increase in fear. Some individuals are shaken significantly by what is happening around them in the world and in the church. Others are not shaken at all. Why is that? Why is there a difference? Why are people affected differently by the wind, the waves, and the quakes? Now, we shouldn't be that troubles will increase. Challenges and difficulties will increase because we've read the end of the story. We have the Bible. We can see and we can know that the storms will increase, especially as we head towards the end times. But why are we shaken? My title for my sermonette today is Do Not Be Shaken. And to be unshakable, to not be affected by the storms that are occurring and increasing, we need to turn to the words of Jesus Christ. And through a little bit of analysis on one of his parables, we can learn how not to be shaken by the storms. Let's all turn to Luke chapter 6. We're going to be reading verses 46 all the way through to 49, but I'm going to jump into the middle of the parable a little bit. So Luke chapter 6. I didn't actually give my scriptures to the sound desk this morning, because I wanted to see how quick they were, you know. None of this preemptive scripture movement. No. We're not going anywhere else. This is it. You can relax. Go to sleep. You're fine. Luke chapter 6. Now we're going to jump into this here. Now, you can write in your notes the companion verse parable is in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. I will reference some of the words in the companion verses in Matthew. But here we have in Luke chapter 6, verses 46 to 49, a case of two individuals, both beaten by the same storm. One crumbles and the other is unshaken. Let's read it now. But I'm going to jump in. I'm going to jump straight away into verse 48. He's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, or when the rains descended, when this flood arose, the river burst its banks. The stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it. We have one individual, could not be shaken by the storm, by the flood. For it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruins of that house was great. Two individuals, two very different outcomes. I'd say we'd probably all want to be like that house that stands against the storm. But let's take a look at this and what's going on. Let's analyze it and see what Jesus is trying to get across to us. For starters, these two individuals built in the same valley. They built using the same materials, and they both weathered the same storm. Now, this is important because you could say, well, maybe there was some, you know, the guy who built on the rock, he maybe had a bit of steel and the other guy was just building with straw, you know, the classic piggies building with brick versus the straw. Maybe it was like that. No. And we'll get later on to why we can define that it's the same valley, the same materials, and the same storm. The difference between the two was their foundation. As Matthew, in his account, puts it, the fool built their house on the sand. They built their house on the sand. In Luke, he says it's the dirt. It's something that, you know, it can be moved around. It's not as strong or as solid. Now, maybe they thought the weight of their house, they built this massive, beautiful mansion with all they had, the weight might have been sufficient to give them stability. Or maybe they were just a fool. Whereas the wise, we read, the wise dug deeply. They dug deeply through the dirt. With sweat and tears, they dug until they hit solid rock. And then painstakingly bored holes into that rock so that they could fix their foundation into the solid rock. And when the rain descended, the floods came, and the wind blew, the wise stood while the foolish collapsed. Now, what is going on here? Because we've got this story, and Jesus is giving this as an attempt to try to get a message across. When it comes to the human side of things, let's jump back up to verse 46. I know it's a long way. And we'll read how he started this story, what he was trying to get people to consider. He said, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my saying and does them, I will show you whom he is like." They both heard. We see in verse 49, it says, "But he who heard and did nothing," he heard. They both hear the words of Christ. They both understood the words of Christ. They had the same materials. But the difference, the big difference, is their action. One did. One acted upon what they heard. The other did not act. That is the big difference. They had the same knowledge, but one acted and one didn't. For us here listening to this, we can be like, well, how's our foundation? How fixed are we to Jesus Christ? We have an example of a fool and the wise. And I would say without doubt, us here today, we're not building our house on the sand. We've made big changes in our life. We are acting upon what we have heard. We have stories to prove it too. You could talk to anyone in this room and you can see how they have weathered mighty storms because of their foundation in Jesus Christ. And yet, at times, we are shaken. Our house creaks and moans a little bit as it's buffeted by the rain. We see the waves crashing around us, digging away soil, starting to destabilize. And we know that happens because if we encounter a difficult hardship or we encounter a period of uncertainty in the world or in our community and we experience prolonged negative emotions, fear-based emotions, an increase in concern or disappointment or frustration or anger or bitterness or any of these things, if they build up and they hang around for too long, then are we being shaken? Yes, we are. We are being shaken. We're being negatively impacted by the issues that are taking place. And it's at that point where instead of pointing our finger at others and saying, "What are you doing? Why are you making, you're shaking me, stop it." The real question is, what's our foundation like? It's an opportunity for us to look in and to check our foundation. How do we become firm? Let's remember when we are shaken to look at this example that Jesus Christ gave, because he tells us how to have a strong foundation. The big point of this parable, the point that I want you to take home, is knowledge does not anchor us to the rock. We need the knowledge, but the action is what anchors us to the rock. The difference between these two individuals wasn't their knowledge, it was their action. And if we want to have a strong foundation in the face of storms, of earthquakes, of wind and waves, we have to be doing. I have over there 20 printouts of roughly 47 commands of Jesus Christ. And what I want to encourage you all here today to do is to grab one of these sheets and just pick out five. Highlight five of them, and over the weeks leading up to Passover, try to action them more. Because brethren, we're always going to have storms. They're not going away. We're always going to have tremors in our life. The wind is going to buffet us. The waves are going to crash upon us. We are always going to be tested. So what we want is the ability to stand against the storm, to be unshed, firmly fixed to the rock. In this parable, Jesus highlights that our knowledge is essential, but it's not enough to ground us to him, the rock. We have to be actioning what he has told us to do. Brethren, let's study his commands, action them, and stand the storm.